Yeah, that's kind of a little glimpse of what it is that we're living right now. Okay, joining us here this morning, President and CEO of LRG Healthcare and Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Fred Jones, Kevin Donovan. Fred Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Okay, over the past few weeks, the headlines have been dominated by the coronavirus thing. We've been talking about getting ready for this, but it's forced LRG Healthcare into a real tough decision.
It really has, Pat, and so I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to some of your listeners and our community members about that. So if you haven't heard the news, and I'm sure most people have, but LRG Healthcare made some difficult decisions to furlough temporarily a number of employees, approximately 500 full-time employees, which actually might, you know, since there's a lot of part-time folks in there, might be like 600 or people or so, to furlough them for up to 120 days temporarily until we figure out what happens with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Absolutely. Now, we've got, first of all, I guess let's define furlough. Furlough means it is just a temporary thing.
Correct. So furlough means that they are still our employees. We still consider them part of the family, if you will. We feel terribly that they will have lost wages during this time. We will, however, continue to honor and provide them health care benefits.
Awesome.
So they will continue to have health insurance, which, you know, in this world of ours, a lot of people work solely for health care benefits.
Absolutely.
And those include some of our employees. So we will continue to do that. And while it may not make up the full difference, the State Office of Unemployment has passed rules that allow people who are furloughed like this to immediately get unemployment benefits, and they've actually increased those benefits. So,
wow, that's great.
So that's great. So we feel terribly. I feel personally terrible
about the
changes, but you know, I'm hopeful that folks will be able to get by and someday come back as soon as we can ramp services back up a little bit.
Right. And Dr. Jones, the reality of the situation is in getting ready for the whole COVID-19 wave that we're expecting, we kind of cut off the revenue to LRG Healthcare.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons.
Social
distancing and infection control. We shut down a lot of our outpatient visits as well as elective surgery, which is about 60% of our revenue stream.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And again, that's just a financial decision that needs to be made. I mean, but the reality is you're not alone. Restaurants and bars had to let people go. Hotels have let people go. Retail businesses have put people off to the side. You're not alone in this.
That's correct, Pat. We've started to see it in hospitals and other communities as well. All you have to do is look down to Massachusetts, and there were a number of announcements in Massachusetts, as close as Lowell, Massachusetts, just over the border from New Hampshire, where hospitals did similar things. And so hospitals across the country are seeing decreases in revenue from elective work like we are, which is about 60% of our revenue.
Yeah.
And so with 40% of our normal revenue, there's no way we can cover 100% of our expense base. And
gotcha.
Unfortunately, a big portion of our expense base is personnel. So we're making some adjustments, but we're doing so in places where we can best adapt in the current pandemic situation.
All right. Are there any departments that you're putting all your stock into now?
That's kind of the way we're doing this, Pat, is that we have, in fact, we've increased resources in some areas. So, you know, we are putting all of our eggs in the basket of the inpatient services at both Franklin Regional Hospital and Lakes Region General Hospital to take care of our community's emergency needs and their COVID-19 needs. And so we are maintaining the emergency rooms. We are maintaining nursing units. We are maintaining newly created COVID-19 units for the surge that we believe will come. Mm-hmm. And that unfortunately means that we need to direct less resources at the outpatient departments that Fred was talking about.
Right. Absolutely. And again, in getting ready for all of this, we are full on and ready, but Belknap County, so far, knock on wood, has been pretty light in the diagnosis department.
We have been, and it's going to be hard to figure out when you look at the graphs that everybody likes to look at on the news or the computer.
Uh-huh.
Where do we stand? When do we expect it? It's kind of hard to interpret because most of that data is based off the experience of big, close communities like a city.
Sure.
We're smaller and a little more spread apart. So in theory, that should mean that it's a little more difficult to rapidly spread things. So hopefully that will help us, help us flatten the curve, as it were.
Right.
But there's no experience to draw on to say for sure, so we've got to be ready for the worst.
Well, and also, you know, testing is coming along, but it's not there yet. I'm sure we're going to see the cases that we haven't seen yet when the testing gets ramped up.
That would be correct. There is not the ability to do widespread testing anywhere in the state yet.
Right.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
And once we can do that, then we get a sense of what is our true burden. So,
right, but we are going to see numbers go up when that happens just because.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is the data that's going to help us to bring that curve down and to ply our way through all of this.
So, yeah, the data is going to show us how successful what we've done has been.
Right, because we can't see that.
We still need to do it.
Yeah, we
right.
Absolutely need to. And we cannot, we have been all over that here on Good Morning New Hampshire. Cannot stress enough. You got to keep the distance. You got to keep washing the hands. You've got to do all of these things to kind of bring it down. And even if you're wearing a mask on your face when you go out, that does not mean it's not going to come your way. We really have to keep doing what we're doing.
That's correct, and thank you for getting that message out.
Well, again, it is the one thing that's going to continue to we all just want to see. Everybody wants to know, oh, give me a date when it's going to be over. Well, we don't know that yet. We'd love to see the curve go down, but we've all got to do our part to get there.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, listen, do we have any word yet, Kevin, on how the big stimulus package may be helping? Because I heard some of the money's going to be going to hospitals. Any idea specifically how this is going to help?
Now, as of yesterday, the federal government was still promulgating rules on how the $100 billion stimulus package would be rolled out. So we don't have any specific knowledge yet, nor does any hospital, about how that's going to happen.
Right.
So we are hopeful that those funds will come to us in the future, which will allow us to ramp back up the services which we're ramping down today. So,
okay, gotcha.
So that's the plan.
All right, okay. And again, another unknown for all of us. This is a time of uncertainty. Nothing is set in stone just yet, but we got to keep doing what it is we're doing. I'm very sorry that LRG Healthcare had to make this decision, but I can't say. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, and I guess I know I keep saying it, but I can't stress it enough. This was not an easy decision for our board, or for myself, or for Dr. Jones, and we are greatly appreciative of what our employees do for us every single day and do for our community, and I know our community really appreciates and values that. We have seen such an outpouring of support and donations and people making masks
and all those
types of things.
And, it's wonderful.
And it is wonderful. And so I will give a plug at the end here, Pat, but, you know, we have created a COVID-19 relief fund for our healthcare workers as it relates to those who've been displaced from the workforce with a temporary furlough.
Oh, excellent. So how can we find out about that?
You just go right onto our website, and there's a link on our website on how to donate to that fund, and I can tell you that that's a donor-restricted fund, that those funds are guaranteed to go to employees of LRG Healthcare who have been displaced or impacted by the furloughs. So,
right, doesn't go to some general fund somewhere. This is specific.
Correct. These dollars will come to us, but we will make sure that they go directly to staff who've been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And then those dollars, you know, they stay here in our local community. And
yep.
So while we, believe me, we love that people are sending us food and we love that people are sending us masks and keep that coming. But you know what? Maybe instead of buying us some food someday, maybe throw a little bit of money into that fund and help us get it to people who can buy groceries for their families.
Excellent. I think that's wonderful. And again, because I know people will be, oh, my God, this is horrible. How can I help?
Right. Okay. So we appreciate it.
All right. That's wonderful. Again, lrgh.org, the website. You can go check that out. In the meantime, please keep us up to date on everything that's going on as we make our way through this. We really are all in this together.
Yes, we are, Pat, and we appreciate your support, as Fred said, about reminding people about social distancing and flattening the curve.
Yeah. Well, we just can't say it enough. I know it sounds like a very simple thing, and some people are probably like, oh, I'm tired of washing my hands. Yeah, well, guess what? Washing your hands could be saving yourself from an illness. So
that is correct.
Until we move along, get treatment, and eventually make it through this first wave, and then hopefully get a vaccine within a few months that will hopefully tip things and get us better in 2021. In the meantime, though, I wish the very best for you, for everybody facing this, and for all of the displaced workers. We're here for them.
Great. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
You got it. Listen, the very least we can do. And that's what it is, what we do here on Good Morning New Hampshire. All right, straight away, we've still got plenty of time left before the top of the hour. So we shall retoin, covering your life as it is right now, because our lives are the same here on Good Morning New Hampshire, 107.7, The Pulse.